James Jeffords was born in Rutland, Vermont in 1934. He attended Yale University and Harvard Law School and served in the U.S. Navy. He was elected to the Vermont State Senate in 1967 and in 1969 won the state attorney general's race. In 1974, he was elected to the U.S. House, where he served until he won the Senate seat in 1988. Jeffords retired from Congress in 2006, citing declining health. He was living in an assisted living facility in Washington, D.C., when he died on Monday. Vermont Congressman Democrat Peter Welch calls Jeffords one of the best attorneys general in the history of Vermont. Welch said in Washington, Jeffords is considered a man of enormous accomplishment who is remembered fondly in both the House and Senate.
Character of granite. He had to make this decision that was cataclysmic in the world of politics, to go from being a Republican to an independent, and then shift control of the United States Senate from the Republican Party to the Democratic Party. And he didn't do it for any personal gain. He did it as an act of conscience. It was the way he thought he could best represent Vermont. He had character and modesty and accomplishment.
In 2001, Jeffords left the Republican Party, unhappy with the Bush White House and a rightward shift in the party, and he became an independent. With that one act, the balance of power shifted to the Democrats. Vermont Republican Party Chair David Sunderland says it marked a pivotal moment in Jeffords' career.
Regardless of how Vermont Republicans may feel about his decision, you have to applaud his courage and the confidence that he had in himself to make such a bold and impactful move. I think it's an example of his independence, an example of his courage, and that's what he'll be remembered for most.
Sunderland adds that Jeffords' greatest legacy is within Vermont.
He always put Vermonters and the state of Vermont first. I think he'll always be known as someone who served the state well and with distinction and did what he felt was the best thing for the state.
Most describe Jeffords as down-to-earth and humble. Phil Scott began his Senate career when James Jeffords was in the U.S. Senate. Scott is now the highest-ranking Republican in Vermont, serving as lieutenant governor.
I always was struck by his honesty, his willingness to do what was right, and he crossed the lines of what the expectations were of him being a Republican. Taking care of the environment, caring deeply about education, and doing what was best for Vermonters. And I always thought he had a lot of integrity, and that's the part I really admired about him.
Middlebury College Professor Emeritus of Political Science Eric Davis says Jeffords identified a number of issues early in his career important to both him and Vermont.
Education, the environment, transportation issues in Vermont, and then nationally, an issue that was very important to him was services for disabled children.
Vermont political analyst Chris Graff knew Jeffords from his first run for Congress until he retired. Graff recalls how Jeffords' convictions often labeled him a maverick.
In the Congress, to me, he was much like the character Jefferson Smith in Mr. Smith Goes to Washington. He was as humble and down-to-earth as could be. He maintained his idealism and optimism. He earned the title Maverick. Jim Jeffords really was a true maverick, never quite comfortable in the Republican Party.
Lieutenant Governor Scott remembers early in his political career sitting at a diner in Montpelier chatting with Senator Jeffords.
He was just a regular, down-to-earth Vermonter that wanted to help in any way he could and was willing to listen to any ideas you had. So he was just a true Vermonter. And he will probably go down, I would hope, with some of the greatest. Jeffords, Stafford, Aiken, and Davis. When I think of Vermonters and Vermont politics, those are the ones I think of.
Jeffords was succeeded in the Senate by fellow independent Bernie Sanders. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.